This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America Radio Network stations, our Mega Talk stations. Great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America, plus our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too, for the great job you do keeping America free and safe. To our America's truckers out there that are rolling across the highways and byways, and our bulk mail haulers, our UPS guys, our FedEx guys that are getting all that just-in-time freight and the Christmas presents delivered, thank you very much for the great jobs you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. At Captain's America. Okay, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
How about France and Monsieur Macron, who is urging calm as the Paris police believe all hell is going to break loose again this weekend?
Yeah, and then yesterday they had some yellow vest protests in London. Westminster Bridge.
Yes.
And there they were actually chanting two things. One was Brexit now, and the other one was to get rid of our little Monsieur Khan, their mayor.
Uh-huh.
They don't like him in London at all.
I can understand.
So it was just a matter of time. We talked about the fact that we had France, Belgium, Netherlands, and Canada. And now we have London.
Right. And I don't think it's going to stop.
Well, you know how the media just refuses to say nationalists over there because they're really concerned about their own countries and what's happening in the, you know, locally. And I would say that the media has been pretty quiet on these yellow vest protests.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I just think we're going to see more of it. I would not be the least bit surprised to see it on the streets of the United States. Wouldn't be surprised because of the nature of the high gas taxes and all that stuff.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? All right. Well, if you see yellow vests, just remember we know where it came from, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, let's see here. A question from Chris, one of our listeners here in Tampa, originally from Buffalo, listening to the show right now. He says, what are the two things every 20th century dictator does in order to gain power? He's got an answer. Let me give you the answer.
Sure.
Number one, control of the press. And number two, confiscate guns if they're available to the people already. And only the loyalists get to keep them.
Okay.
I mean, that's a true statement, right?
I don't know.
Depending on who you're talking about. Germany certainly comes to mind every time I think of that.
All right.
And by the way, in the United States, our first two amendments, Amendment Number 1, freedom of speech, Amendment Number 2, right to bear arms, were the first two constitutional guarantees. And, you know, here we go, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and thanks again, Chris, for your question. No question's a bad question. We appreciate you chiming in there. So he mentioned that. I just happened to see it again, so I pulled it up so you could get that. But, you know, I understand where he's going with this. I understand his point. We definitely got problems in this country. I don't know what we're going to do or how we're going to change it other than the voting booth. And even then, we have to question what happens there because of some of the nonsense we go through, correct?
Well, you know, I would say that there isn't really any issue in this country that isn't recognized by one or, you know, 435 legislators.
Right.
Because it happens in their district or in their state.
Yep.
And, you know, some of these people have been there a very long time. Hello, Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's kind of like, we're in a status quo. I was listening last night a little bit to a hearing about appropriations and back channel money payments and those kinds of things.
Right.
It was really kind of boring, but I mean, I listened to one guy's opening statement, and after he made his opening statement, I was furious. And I thought, I got to turn this off. Exactly.
Was it one of the congressional committees?
No. Yeah. And it is, you know, there were three or four people on the panel. And I don't know. I just got to tell you, there's more stuff that goes on in Washington, D.C. That we have no concept of. And I think if we did, we'd be wearing a whole lot more than yellow vests.
Well, you're right, because, again, when you talk about the lobbyists that are there, they're not there to
I'm talking about people in government, lobbyists.
Me too.
In government.
Yeah, me too, because the people that are in government, a lot of them get their palms greased by people that want things done a certain way, and that's what these lobbyists do.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just elected officials anymore.
Well, but the elected officials are the ones that would write the legislation.
That's
or
correct.
The legislation's written for them. And then sometimes they just take the money and don't want to advance it at all.
Yeah, and then we've got these embedded people like Obama left behind. All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And thank you for listening to us all across the country, all our new stations. I haven't found out where all of you are just yet. I just know we added 30 stations this week to the mix. And we'll let you know where they are when I find out where they are. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
There used to be a time when we trust what newspapers wrote, believed what the television news reported, and joked that if it was on the internet, it must be true. Well, now the joke is on us. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. Get extended interviews and tech news with the Commando Podcast, available on Apple and Google Podcasts. For the first time ever, more Americans now get their news from social media sites than from newspapers. Our country and voters are relying on what they read on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and other sites to know what's happening in Washington, the world, and science, health, and of course, the top category, entertainment. What's a day without checking in with the Kardashians? TV remains popular. 49% of adults polled still get news there. And what about radio? 26% prefer getting their news on the radio, and that's up a percentage point from last year. Take that, Facebook. I'm Kim Commando.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help you grow your business. Now is the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a Dell Small Business Advisor today.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Profile America, Saturday, December 15th. America's first life insurance policy issued by a general insurance company was issued on this date in 1794 in Philadelphia. The Insurance Company of North America was organized 2 years earlier with a capital of $600,000. But the life insurance venture proved to have a very short life itself, as only 6 policies were written in 5 years, and the service was dropped in 1804. The Insurance Company of North America still exists as a subsidiary of a multinational insurance group. Now, of course, life insurance is an enormous business worth about $500 billion annually, with some 291 million policies in force. Nationwide, there are about 8,300 establishments employing 365,000 people to sell and administer life insurance policies. You can find more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, a buddy of ours, Denise and mine, Scott James, is out there, and he's having a tough time trying to sleep tonight. I imagine half that football team from Valdosta State is, too, because they're all psyched, the Valdosta State Blazers, to go up against the Fair State Bulldogs in McKinney, Texas this afternoon, 4 p.m. It'll be on ESPNU. You can hear it at News Talk 92.1. On their FM station there, going to be the national championship game for the Division II playoffs. And I'm telling you, everybody is excited, and go Blazers. We've all got Blazer fever along the network, and we've got, I don't know, half a dozen stations or something like that, Denise Simon, that carry the game, and they're all listening to us tonight. But the Blazers, that's Blazer fever up there, Valdosta Town.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Absolutely is.
Yep. Now, I just had a question from Sean in Tampa, and his question was, if there's so many people leaving California, which there are that we hear about, then how come they're not losing congressional representatives? Well, it's pretty simple. It's called undocumented illegal immigrants, or they call them migrants, that are coming in, and once they get into the system, they overlap the people that are leaving. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, a congressional district represents around 800,000 people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have a single district that's losing 800,000 people that you would lose a representative. In fact, what is really happening, and I've mentioned this on your show, I think, more than once, but in Congress, there are an estimated 22 and maybe as many as 25 representatives, Congress people, that represent a district that essentially the entire district, meaning around 800,000,
mm-hmm.
are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got representatives in Washington, D.C. that are not there working for the American people. they're there as representatives for illegals.
Are they predominantly from California?
Well, I mean, you got Chicago.
Okay.
Look at Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. New York City and Staten Island. I get it. That's part of that area. Mm-hmm.
So I have often said that, and I mean, of course, just think of the implications, though. A congressperson probably should not represent more than 500,000 people.
Okay.
Think about it.
Which means then we'd have more representatives.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. But, I mean, how can a representative represent the interests of 800,000 people effectively in a district? Especially when they get changed all the time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why they have these offices. I know a lot of the congressmen.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, most of them have three offices in the district, right here in our backyard, the Tampa Bay area of Florida.
Correct.
Our senators, I think, have as many as four offices in the state.
And that would make sense. But, you know, this is kind of where we are today in politics. And I don't think anybody necessarily realizes that, you know, those that are like Ocasio-Cortez are representing an entire subset of, or entire set of people that are really not, they're here illegally, which means they can't vote.
Yeah, right. Unless you're in California.
And so you've got a congressperson representing, you know, people that can't vote.
Now, let's stop.
Where all this is going.
Yeah, let's just stop for just a second. You know, California made it legal for the illegals to vote, provided it was a state election, right? But
yeah.
How the hell do you enforce that when they get the same damn ballot that everybody else gets? Because Kyle Warren told me that. He lives in California. The illegals get the same ballot everybody else gets, and they're supposed to use the honesty system as to who they can and can't vote for. And then when they check the ballot, they're supposed to check it that way.
I don't know how their system works. So
well,
I can't speak to it. Kyle would have to be the one to tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's asked that question to me. He says, none of us get it. They get the same ballot everybody else gets, and then they're supposed to use the honesty system, and they're supposed to check their ballots because they got a little code up there that says that they're illegals, but they're allowed to vote. Unbelievable.
But
by the way, there's more states that are going to do that. Watch and see. But anyway, it is what it is, so it's going to make it more difficult to win elections. All right, Theresa May, who I believe is going to be hollering May Day long before May, I think her days are numbered. She's got, about 2 or 3 weeks to get this right with the Brexit thing?
Yeah, but even if she doesn't, it automatically happens.
Right.
Without, you know, and she herself, her job as prime minister cannot be challenged again or go under a confidence vote for another year.
Right.
So you've got Britain that's just in a disaster.
Right.
And then you add in the new yellow vest protests.
By the way, Flip just sent me a GIF with a bunch of tanks out there. Going across the city streets here to represent what's going on with some of the things that were here. Flip, it hasn't gotten that bad yet. Thank you, my man. But it looked like Tiananmen Square for a minute. Or Tiananmen, I guess they called it, right? Let's have a little fun here. George Papadopoulos, the name that everybody likes to throw around because until we knew what the name went, we thought it was popcorn or Jiffy King or something. Does his, 14 days in prison? He's now a convicted felon. Comes out, he and his wife pack the family truckster up in a U-Haul truck, and they head to where, you say? California, Orange County, Kyle Warren's backyard. And by the way, the very first thing he does when he gets there is he says, I'm announcing I'm going to be a candidate for U.S. Congress in Orange County. They just don't know which district he's going to run for.
Okay.
Now, as a convicted felon, in California, he can do that. There are 28 states in the country that say you can't do that.
Well, look what Florida just voted in. You can have your voting rights restored if you are a nonviolent offender.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's coming nationally, too, by the way. There's a push to do it nationally.
Well, I mean, it's a state thing. It has nothing to do with federal law.
Yeah, I know, but they're trying to push it to federal level, too. So here we go with the other legal question that I've got here, and it's coming from Michelle. And Michelle is in Columbia, Maryland. She's saying, I enjoy listening to your show. I work in a convenience store every night here, and thanks for keeping me awake. Okay, welcome, Michelle.
Well,
and her question is, if we keep letting illegals in and they keep getting all the free stuff that they get from us, then what do we do when we go to apply for it and can't get it?
Well, therein lies a problem, and that is why you've got entitlement programs that are just broke.
Right, and so, getting broker.
And I would say to pay attention here, we don't know what the real number is, but do we have 25% of the people in the United States are illegals? Not just foreign, but illegals.
Yeah.
25%? That should have everybody's cage rattling right there.
Well, it's got me thinking, because we don't know how many illegals we got here because we've not been able to properly vet them.
Well, the study that was done between MIT and Yale said it is not 11 million. They said it's at a minimum of 22 million and could be as high as 25 million.
Yeah.
That's illegals. Then you add in an entire foreign culture that we have in a lot of places, and we don't even know what, in some places, they don't know what Americanism is anymore,
mm-hmm.
at all. But, you know, I think I wrote an article, I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago, about one particular school in the Houston School District
mm-hmm.
that has 60 languages in it.
60 languages?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yes. Now, how in the world do you... And they don't speak English. So how do you find 60 translators that the school district has to hire? And how do you keep a classroom up to a certain standard, regardless of the subject? You can't. Now, measure the destruction of the education, the public education system, just by using one particular school in the Houston School District.
By the way, we'll close on this one. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that China is now been linked to hacking some of the U.S. Navy contractors over in the South Pacific.
Yep, they sure have.
So when are we going to stop all that?
You can't. You're too good. You can arrest them, but you can charge them, but you can't extradite them.
All right, here comes the music. We'll see you Monday morning, but I'll see you later today.
All right.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her great articles. Our first military and veterans news segment coming right up. Kathy, tell everybody how to get all of us here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerTampa.com. AM 860, The Answer.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
As acting chief of staff, has no time limit, and that he got picked because the president liked him and because of his experience as a former member of Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Boy Scouts are exploring options to address the organization's financial woes.
The Boy Scouts of America is looking into all options to seek resolution of several serious financial challenges. One report says the organization may even be looking at bankruptcy protection as a result of declining membership in some lawsuits dealing with sexual abuse allegations. A spokesman says any stories involving bankruptcy are pure speculation.
Correspondent Jeremy Else, Salt Lake City got the green light to bid for the Winter Olympics, most likely for 2030, in an attempt to bring the games back to the city that hosted them in 2002. Stocks staggered 8-month lows Friday. Major U.S. indexes fell about 2%. And the Dow dropped as much as 563 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Dennis Prager Show.
This is another exam that I would like to give to help determine a person's thinking. Like, do you support all black dormitories on college campuses? Do you think Israel is the villain in the Middle East? There are some very clarifying conscience and moral compass issues.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930 Council.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and our first military and veterans news segment is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, where in 14 short months you can be in a very high demand and well-paying, solid career for the future as an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, first of all, yesterday I dropped off as the Cookie Claus some Christmas gifts, and one of my stops yesterday was the National Aviation Academy. Had a chance to say hi to Pam, and good morning, Pam. I hope you're doing well. She's the president over there, and I also talked to Charlie. Charlie is the operations guru over there, so got a chance to say howdy-howdy to them, and also got a chance to talk to a few students that were there that knew who I was. They were told who I was, and they came up and introduced themselves to me, and thank you to the guys and gals that listen to us at NAA. But here's the deal, and here's why they're there. Because, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job and you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, and you're a veteran or you're coming out of the service or you're a first responder, but you've got the ability under the GI Bill to qualify, then they've got the education you need, and it'll be paid for under your GI Bill. You, in 14 months, will be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with an unlimited potential for the future as growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, they're starting out right now, and I verified this again yesterday, closer to $70,000 right here in the United States right now for aviation maintenance techs. There's such a shortage. Now, a lot of these airlines that are here in the United States, Delta's one of them, American Airlines another, just for an example. There are more, but I chose them as the two to start with. They have offices and locations overseas. Well, if they send you overseas, you're going to get paid a little bit more money than that. But if you go to work as a government contractor, guess what? Six-figure salary, $50,000 right off the bat, tax-free, to start. So there you go. Now, here's our latest on the, and by the way, you can check out the National Aviation Academy by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door, and you get the white gloves treatment to take the tour. All right, well, Russia is ready to discuss mutual inspections with the United States in order to save the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. This is coming from the Russia news agency, and we'll see where that goes. That's not a bad thing if it works. In addition, the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court now to allow the enforcement of the ban on transgender people serving in the military while it fights legal challenges to this new policy. And that's what they're doing, and we'll see where that goes. Also, Rolling Thunder. Y'all know who that is. Thousands of motorcyclists. Annual roaring parade through the streets of the nation's capital is coming to an end. It costs a lot of money to do that. Rolling Thunder's not able to get enough funds to pay for it, to where the members are having to pay for a lot of this themselves, and they're just going to stop having their annual D.C. ride starting this coming year. Also, the U.S. Senate voted to end U.S. military aid to the Saudi-led war in Yemen, a historic but symbolic rebuke to the White House in Saudi Arabia following the killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But again, this guy, even though he was an American citizen, he was a bad dude. And the United States has sent a bill to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates for $331 million for fueling their aircraft doing their bombing and strafing missions in Yemen. Turnaround's fair play. All right, joining us right now, we got Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning there, Frosty the Snowman.
Well, it's actually, for this time of year, it's kind of warm tonight. It's about 40 degrees.
Is it foggy there, by the way?
It's starting to. It's just barely starting to get foggy.
Okay, there's a lot of fog in the Midwest tonight for some reason.
Yeah, they say later on this evening we're going to have to be fogged in.
Okay.
Denise Simon's a big fan of hers. There's some things that surprised me. There's like three topics I want to talk about.
But go ahead.
She talks about Houston and 68 languages being spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago's had that 70-some-odd for decades. This isn't anything new to a big city like that. I mean, Chicago has teachers that know how to speak Polish and Assyrian and Russian and Japanese. I mean, it would be like a General Assembly meeting if you would see the teachers that they have to hire to teach some of these schools. You know, but most of these people coming in are legal immigrants, but Chicago has a lot of illegals, Spanish-speaking illegals. And but that's nothing unusual for a city that size.
Right.
One of the things, too, was the yellow vest. I don't know if we could even do that here.
Okay.
Because one of the major political parties, the Democrats, has its own militia, and that's Antifa.
Right.
If the yellow vests show up, you're not going to have a protest against a government. You're just going to have an old fashioned civil war in the streets of what city that demonstrates. That's the spot. Right now, this is kind of a weird era, I think, for the United States, because some people feel good, some people don't. You mix it all in one. It's kind of status quo right now. Even the great disruptor, Donald Trump, he should be a great president. As I've said before, I think that Mueller's going to be around his entire presidency, whether it's 4 years or 8 years. And tonight it was kind of brought to my attention when I was watching the news. Mueller still wants to talk to him. He's not going anywhere.
Right.
So if he looks at himself bad in the mirror, Mueller's going to call it in question on him.
Mm-hmm.
I just find this to be, this is an abuse of power. I hope the judge in Virginia throws out Flynn's conviction, just throws it out and says this was ridiculous. It wasn't necessary. And I think that would put Mueller back on his heels. And if that's the case, then you don't even need a pardon for Flynn then. But he should have been pardoned a long time ago. If Trump was going to do it, now's the time. I think in the long run they're going to indict him, his son, and his son-in-law. And if he does bring his son-in-law and his chief of staff, then I would be. Then I would.
You're talking about Jared Kushner?
Yeah,
that's not going to happen. That's really not going to happen. I mean, there's some people saying it because they want that to happen because they know what you're going to say. But go ahead and explain it.
Well, I just think part of his nepotism. You know, you can't do that in an executive office.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they would think this guy is crazy.
Right.
You know, the idea with him is to keep his family as far away from the White House as possible.
Right.
And he's not doing that. And I think that would be the worst thing he could have. I still say it should be somebody with political experience, somebody that's been a U.S. attorney, and I think that's Chris Christie. I don't know if he could have.
No, he already said no.
I don't understand that at all. He better get bulldogs in there.
He was called in and on Thursday, talked to the president, and last night, yesterday, late in the afternoon, he said no.
I didn't know. I've been on my back for the last 2 days. I've had the flu, so I haven't watched much TV.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you are flying better now.
As far as I had to write a piece when George H.W. Bush passed away. I'm no big Bush fan, either. You look at 1988, his run against a caucus, and you look at the maps of the
I can still remember that little squeaky guy with a tank helmet on sticking his head out of the tank.
Michael Dukakis.
That was the dumbest thing I think I ever saw.
He did. But you look at where Bush won, he carried California.
Yep.
He carried Illinois. He
yep.
carried Pennsylvania.
Yep.
The states he didn't carry, I think, were Oregon, Washington. Dukakis even carried West Virginia.
Yep.
That is how the map has totally changed. To me, 1988 was yesterday, even though it's been 30 years ago. But there's been a radical change in the makeup of our population, diversity, you know, especially California.
I hear you.
You know, they might as well just fly the Mexican flag in front of government buildings. It's bizarre how this has changed, and we've let it happen.
Yeah. Well, here comes the music, Dan. I got to let you go, but thanks for the call. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll talk to you next week.
By the way, I think we got an affiliate coming to Lafayette, Indiana.
The Patriot, 104.3.
I believe that's the one. Okay, I'll let you know. Thanks, Dan.
Okay.
All right, and Dan the Man up there in Lafayette, Indiana, and it's always a pleasure having him, and I believe it is going to be the station he said. Let you know more. All right, I shall return with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Nancy, what are you complaining about?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow reflects on the loss of a great man.
Central events that have affected world history, George H.W. Bush was part of. I mean, you look at his career in Congress, CIA director, UN ambassador, vice president, president. That's very, very rare in U.S. history. In fact, I don't know of another president that's had come to it with that type of experience.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 9, right after Larry Elder at 6, on AM 930, The Answer.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. Because the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved one happy with the world's softest pajamas. You can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today because they normally sell out. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
Mr. Sparky, we're on time, you'll see. Mr. Sparky, all your repair is free.
Let's face it, we live in a time where we constantly have to sift through fake news and fake qualifications. Here in Florida, with the uptick in the need for electrical contractors, it's not unusual to hear about electricians who either portray their abilities beyond that which they're licensed for, or they're not licensed at all, compromising the quality of work and the safety of their clients. You can rest secure knowing that Mr. Sparky electricians are fully licensed and qualified to perform the installations and repairs you require. Not only are Mr. Sparky electricians fully licensed, they're background checked, drug tested, they arrive on time, and every bit of work they do is satisfaction guaranteed 100%. And there's nothing fake about that.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Thank you for the amazing job you've done in moving my first book forward in the publishing process.
Ludi Cotton Darnell's book, Ashley, Alex, and the Mystery Twins, was published with Zulon Press.
This is an exciting time for me.
Have you got a book for a Christian audience? Want to control the publishing process? Your free publishing guide is at ChristianPublishing.com.
I thank the Lord that Zulon Press has made it possible.
Visit Zulon Press for your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot caught on the pedal. Never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
It's Jerry Reed, and that's the intro to our Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour, brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group. That would include the Moss Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey, where four words are all you need to know: you serve, you save. By the way, that means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're currently on the job or retired, and 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on brand-new vehicles at Moss Nissan. You've also got Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where you get a chance to buy certified pre-owned vehicles at wholesale prices. And get this, you also get free Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's the maintenance preventative program. You also get free oil changes for the life of your vehicle. You also get free tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet at Dale Mabry, 16414 North Dale Mabry, Carrollwood here in Tampa, Florida. And Jamie stopped by yesterday from Orlando. I stopped by, shook his hand. He bought himself a really nice, neat little truck from them. Now, let's get right into the weather here, because, boy, we got rain. We got more rain and more rain, and some snow starting to show up on the map here, and we'll let you know all about it. Now, a southern storm system is bringing heavy rain to excessive rain from the southeastern part of the U.S., including the state of Florida, to the middle Atlantic region through Saturday night. And a secondary heavy rain threat area from the lower Mississippi Valley is already starting to develop along the area of I-40. For example, and St. Louis and whatnot, and there is another area coming to the east out of there, and going into the Ohio Valley. Now, out west, a strong cold front is going to continue with rain, mountain snow, gusty winds into Saturday morning. Another front behind it will bring more unsettled weather into the region by Sunday and then into Monday and or Tuesday. Now, let me continue on here, because the rain that we've got down here in Florida will go away later on today, perhaps sooner than that, because it looks like we're into light rain now. The heavy rain has pretty much gone up the eastern seaboard, where you're going to find it in southeastern Georgia, certainly South Carolina along the Atlantic Ocean side, and then most of the state of North Carolina, most of Virginia, most of Delaware, most of Maryland right now has got a lot of rain going on as we speak, and the winds are whipping up there too. Now, over in Michigan, over in Toledo, Ohio, I-80 coming across the northern part of Indiana, I-94 going over into Michigan, also Chicago and Milwaukee, and over into the Quad Cities in Iowa, and right there in Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin, that little branch. You've got fog, lots of fog, dense fog tonight, so be very careful. And you've got an area of freezing drizzle in the midst of all of that, where the temperature's hanging right around freezing tonight, so be careful. Now, I-40, Arkansas, let's see here, Missouri, southern part of Missouri, you've got some rain that's going to be coming across the I-40 area towards the east, and going out I-40, I-30, I-20, I-10, I-8, I-12, looking good. However, California, mountain snows in the Sierras tonight, that'll be with you through Sunday night, it looks like. You've got rain in Oregon. You've got rain in southern Washington state. You've got some scattered snow tonight in Montana. You've got some rain in the western part of North Dakota. Wyoming, you've got unsettled weather conditions with wind, and you're probably going to get snow tonight as the cold front approaches you with some moisture, and it ain't going to be rain. And that's what you've got. That's what you got. So keep that in mind, and let me see here. Let me get over to the telephone line. We've had Todd in Tampa trying to get a hold of me, and you finally made it. So here you go. Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing outstanding, boss. Great to talk to you. Let's get down to business here. Some of the people on this, which I love Salem Radio Network, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? And I'm going to call out Michael Medved, okay? Don't shut the government down. You lost seats in the House because your House members are led by Paul Ryan, which is like Nancy Pelosi.
Can I tell you something about Michael Medved? His last day on the air here is December 31st. He's being replaced by Sebastian. Placed by Sebastian Gorka. All right, calm down.
I like him as a person, but he doesn't know anything about winning.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't know anything about being a champ. Donald Trump has smoked everybody, and now people are trying to tell him, don't tweet, don't do this, don't... Shut up! Okay? We would be with Jeb Bush getting smoked if it wasn't for Donald Trump doing what he's doing, okay? Did you see what Bob Johnson, the owner of the head of BET, came in and signed that big deal for African Americans to keep their 401k money?
Yep.
That Donald signed with them, with all black leaders in there?
Mm-hmm.
That's tremendous. Did you see that on CNN? Of course not. You don't know anything about winning. You people don't know anything about being a champion. Donald Trump is taking on all, we take on all comers, okay? We take on the press, we take on the media, we take on the fake Republicans, we take on Paul Ryan and the loser that he is, okay? And you lost because you didn't stand with Donald. Mia Love lost because she didn't stand with Donald Trump and the cheating in the you won on November 8th, but a week later they say that you lost. I mean, the cheating by Sewell is unbelievable. For Trump to come down to Florida and win with DeSantis and Rick Scott and fly around the country and still make gain seats in the Senate is a miracle.
Even with all the ballots they kept finding in the 6,700 that they found. But it's too bad, so sad. They found them after the fact. I don't care if they found a million ballots.
I know they did, but that's just the extent of their cheating. And by the way, Ron DeSantis won. He had the panhandle, not had the hurricane, and they did a great job for those people that did vote. He would have smoked them bigger than that.
That's right.
He didn't have the hurricane.
You're right.
Don't give me that nonsense.
You're right.
It was close. It wasn't even close.
Right, well,
I'm just talking about the press.
Wrap it up, my friend. Wrap it up.
I just want to say this. Donald Trump knows what he's doing. Mueller, you have any collusion or obstruction, put it on the table or you're fired. Rod Rosenstein should have been fired a year and a half ago. God bless Donald Trump. And let me say, everybody else, I've been right for 2.5 years. The captain's been right for 2.5 years. Get off your duff and start working for the Trump administration, doing your part, whatever it is that you help get them elected, especially the women for Trump. God bless you. Let's get to work.
All right, and thank you very much. And thank you, Flip. Appreciate the flowers. And yes, this show, in case you haven't figured it out with me talking about the network and referring to different areas of the country, we are growing, we are expanding, we are getting bigger, and we're going into more and more markets across America, not because of anything that I've done specifically, but because the listeners have been demanding it now. The listeners that appreciate the program, because it's all about we, the people. This program is about America, and it's about we, the people. And that message has resonated all across the country to where people are calling in. People are calling in all across the country, and they're telling the local stations, listen, we want this, we want that. So a satellite service is providing my show on the satellite that every radio station has that has a satellite. And I mean every radio station in America or anywhere in this hemisphere, period. That means Canada, that means Mexico. So if your local station is not carrying my show, you can tell them, and I'm going to make the announcement officially on Christmas Eve day, the morning of Christmas Eve, the 24th, we're going to come out, we're going to tell you how you're going to find us, what the satellite company is, and what you can do to help us expand. So there you go. And LJ, you betcha. Right there with you, kiddo. All righty. And thanks, Flip, again. And there you go. I see. That's great, Flip. Keep it up. All right. And I'll be right back with Ron Edwards. Mr. Ron Edwards will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake news hotline.
There's a guy here from the AC company. Showed me some rust on the outside of my unit. Says the unit won't last for another day. Said it's about to crumble into a big pile of red dust. Wants to sell me another unit. What do you think?
That, sir, is fake news. And here's why. This is Florida, where everything rusts. Even rust rusts. But a little rust on the exterior of the unit doesn't mean your operational system's about to fail. Sadly, some in the business use this scare tactic to try to make you buy a brand new system. Rusty fake news.
Before you make an expensive mistake, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business, and have one of our qualified experts determine if you have a real issue with corrosion or just a little rust. And if repairs are necessary, we stand behind them with our no lemon guarantee. Total Air Solutions is a recipient of the 2018 Carrier President's Award. Total Air Solutions, online at